Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Bank Bros Show. Yes, you're probably wondering, where the fuck is CJ? Why the fuck is Ryan starting this shit off? He'll never talk like this. Yeah, well, you damn right. See, what had happened was, play the music first.
One, two.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome back. So, you see, what had happened was my brother Siege been eating real good. You feel me? He been on his dad shit. And you know, like something swelled up in his. No, okay. No. Let me chill because my boy was drinking laxatives and shitting out the ass like a motherfucker. Like, you ever seen Dumb and Dumber? Like, y'all remember what happened to Jim Carrey's character when he got sabotaged by his friend? I forgot their names for some reason. Dumb and Dumber, though. And he had put them laxatives in the thing, and he was about to go on the date with a girl, and then he had to drink the drink, and then he was shitting all fucking day, and then his friend got to go date with the girl and got to go on a date with a girl instead. Same shit happened to Siege. So he's actually, as we speak, getting his gall bladder removed. So motherfucker can't talk today. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me. So it's gonna be me. But don't worry about that. It's not just me. I got some guests. Y'all may have remembered them from last week. My two younger brothers coming out a little later, so be on the lookout for that. But first, I got to get into some UFC because I got some business to handle with CJ. And as a matter of fact, let me call him real quick. Oh, as my brother's joining me right now. He's in the building. He's in the building. Hold on, 1 second. Let me see if I can get CJ. Oh, what up, man? Let me see.
All right, what's up, guys?
What up, man?
Here.
I'm just trying to video call CJ right now because I got some shots to take for him.
Okay,
But he's
sounds
having
good,
surgery,
man.
so I don't know if he's gonna pick up. So we just gonna wait and see.
Oh man, shit.
Yeah.
I hope after surgery he's doing pretty well. Can he get sauce for us, man?
Yeah. We're sending thoughts and prayers to CJ. I had some business to handle with him because I owe CJ 4 shots.
Oh snap.
And in doing that, I need a recap. All right, so
All right, cool.
I owe 2 shots because Jalen Turner got TKO'd by Money Moicano. This fight, dumb as fuck, because Jalen Turner had him knocked down in the first and didn't do shit. He
The
walked away
first.
and he could have finished him on the ground, but he didn't. He could have proved me right. I said Jalen Turner TKO round one, but no, he fucked up and lost. So here's two for that, actually. Oh, wait.
Oh, you guys talking about the fight that
Yeah,
happened this past one?
and said CJ can't drink because he's getting his gallbladder removed. I'm gonna take a shot for him too, just because he's not here.
Yeah.
This other one is for the same fight, Jalen Turner losing again. Fuck, that was my double shot too. Oh,
Holy moly.
and then CJ got his double shot one right. He picked Kayla Harrison over Holly Holm, as the people know. Now we got that Bo Nickel fight right. That shit was boring as fuck. Nobody care about that fight. But Charles Oliveira actually lost to Armand Sarukian via split decision, I think. And me and CJ both had DuBronx winning this fight, and he ended up losing. So I'm taking 2 shots for this fight too. God damn it.
Holy moly. Wait,
God damn it.
so how many shots have you taken total?
Hold up. 2, 4, 5.
Five.
So I got two more after this. All right, the people. This is shot number three. Because DuBronx lost to Sarukian. That fight was dumb as a bitch. I ain't gonna cap. Yeah, that's all I have to say about it. Fuck that fight. This is horrible. I've never done this many back-to-back shots of Grey Goose.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm drinking Grey Goose. This shit is fucking disgusting, people. Why am I drinking it? It's what I got at home.
Wait, what does it taste like?
It tastes like ass.
That's good. That's
That's
good.
how it tastes. It
That's
tastes like ass, my brethren.
Straight ass.
This is shot number four and number two for the same fight, DuBronx versus Armand Sarukian. Oh, you see how blurry my camera is? This is how my vision is right now. Oh, as my other brother joins us, Stefan. Welcome, Stefan, to the chat, everybody.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, give him a round of applause. Welcome into the chat.
Stuck in. go.
Coming hard, bro.
But there's one fight I want to get into a little bit. Just for a little bit. Max Holloway
oh,
knocks
yeah.
out Justin Gaethje. Round five. 1 second left on the clock on a buzzer beater, Kobe half court type shit. Oh, man. Ooh. And I told y'all, man. I told you, CJ. I told you when you see this clip and when you edit it before you put it out, I told you, CJ. Max going to come out there, stand on business, box Gaethje, make him miss, pop him with one, twos, boom, boom, and outclass him. That's exactly what he did. I did not expect a knockout. That was just the exclamation point. Shout out my boy Max Holloway. Everybody knows that's my guy. If I could style myself after one fighter, it'd probably be him. So shout out Max Holloway and CJ. You still owe me a shot for this whenever you get better. I ain't taking a shot for this one, motherfucker, because I got this one right. You got this one wrong. I'm taking that Charles Dubronx fight because, you know, we both bet that one. But I ain't got you on this one, my brother. Now, Waylee Yan, I ain't going to talk too much about that one. But Jamal Hill, man. I have faith in you, my brethren. It's all good. You dare to be great. And you just got caught with a clean-ass shot that Alex Pereira threw, and that man got hit the stone. So cheers to you, Jamal Hill.
Cheers.
Good God. Oh, that was five back-to-back shots of Great Goose. I highly do not recommend it for anybody. All right, my brethrens, everybody welcome Kenny and Stephen back to the chat again. Hey, give them a round.
Hello. It's great to be back.
So today, we got some good stuff going on. We're about to get into some NFL draft stuff. But before we start all that, hey, give a quick bio for the shorties real quick. Go ahead, Kenny.
What up? My name is Kenny. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, my name is Kenny. You guys can call me Ken. You guys can call me Kenex, whatever. But I'm a man of many trades. I always am not, like, telling in any of them. I'm just good at everything. I can play football, basketball. I dance.
Oh.
I'm also a sports videographer and photographer.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and I can sing and rap a little bit. Well, not rap, just sing. And I just love watching sports. Man, hey,
where can the people find you? Where can the people find you?
Yeah, man. So I'm based in Charlotte, Michigan. But
no, man, you little socials. No, I'm just playing.
It makes it a lot easier.
I mean, what's your socials? What's your socials?
Yeah, like IG and stuff.
Oh, So you can find me on Instagram. That's where I'm most active in. _ Ken Kenja. _
He'd be dancing on there like the emoji. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. I'm literally a Fortnite emo, dude. Dude, Fortnite, dude, I need to contact Epic Games, dude. I need to do one of them dances for them.
Yeah, man. We need a partnership, Epic Games. Come on. What's up, man?
Right.
The bank bros. We in your city.
I'm trying to contact you, bro. I need you guys to hit me back.
Yeah, hit my man's back, man. What's good? All right. Now. My youngest brother, Stefan. Give the shorties a bio.
What's up, ladies? I'm Mr. Steel-Yo, your witch, Mr. Steel-Yo Witch. You could find me on Instagram, Toonchi, like Lil Wayne, _ Sean. Yeah.
How do you spell it? Spell it out for the people. Spell it out for the shorties.
TUNECHI _XING.
You
find me.
All right. I appreciate you, gentlemen, for that.
Sir.
All right. So before we get into football, I just want to get your guys' take on the NBA playoffs since it's set in stone and since we talked about it last week. Did y'all see the games last night?
I did see the Warriors.
I saw clips.
You saw clips? Yeah. That Pelicans Lakers game, I thought that shit was nuts. Mm-hmm. The Lakers should have won this game by like 40.
Oh, really?
But Zion getting to the rim and then fucking, what's his name, going stupid from three? Jose Alvarado having a crazy ass game.
Seriously?
He's still in the league?
Yeah.
I was kidding.
Jose was going crazy. Like, Brandon Ingram didn't play that well and they still almost won. But man, that Warriors game.
Dude.
Oh, yeah. That shit was sad, bro.
You watched the whole game?
I didn't watch the whole game, but. I was at work and then I was just watching. Well, I was watching the game on my phone, but then I was like just here and there, just like me watching, just me putting it down and watching it down. But yeah, but dude, crazy, Keegan Murray is a sniper.
Oh my god, we were just talking about him last week too. Keegan Murray is one of the purest shooters in the league. Oh my god, He single-handedly him and who's that other guard that comes off the bench? Keon Ellis? Is that his name?
Keon Ellis?
Is that his name? That might be his name. Keon Ellis or something like that. Well, those two were the MVPs for the Kings. Like, De'Aaron Fox hit some timely threes. Sabonis did what he did, but like without those two, this game would have been a struggle. And Klay Thompson going 0 for 10. That really helped the Kings too.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Ellis also had to watch him go 0 for 10.
Yeah. So now it's, and the East is getting played today. I know the Heat just lost to the Sixers.
Oh, yep.
Oh, seriously? What the heck?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, hold up. So, the matchups we do know right now, let's go through those real quick. So, we got Denver. We'll start with the West. We got Denver and the Lakers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Denver and the Lakers. Stephen, who you got winning?
Denver, Lakers. Dude, if LeBron does LeBron things, I still say the Nuggets win.
Why do you think the Nuggets gonna win?
I think their chemistry is just A tier with Jokic on the court. Mm-hmm. So if Jokic plays at least like 43 minutes, I think they win.
In at like least maybe 43 like minutes.
Yeah, at least
precise. 43. At least 43.
Yeah, I think I think they win 4-1, maybe even 4-0.
For real?
Nah, so you don't like 4-1.
So you don't see any scenario where the Lakers could win this series?
I can see them popping off, having some really good runs.
No, but I'm saying win this series.
Nah.
And why is that?
I don't know, man. I just don't know. I just think the Nuggets chemistry is just really good.
No, I'm just seeing what you think, man, because
I can't hold this.
Honestly, I feel the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like LeBron could have the greatest series of his career, average a 30-point triple-double. And I just feel like the Nuggets are still going to win because the Nuggets are simply just a better team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm rooting for the Lakers to win this series because, like, I'm a big fan of LeBron. And I'm rooting for LeBron. That's why I'm rooting for the Lakers. And I'm also a fan of, like, D'Angelo Russell. I've always liked the way D'Angelo Russell plays. I know Timberwolves fans, they feel differently about D'Lo. But D'Lo is a fucking hooper. He's a hooper's hooper, and he competes. And I can appreciate about I appreciate that about him. Like even if he doesn't shoot well, even if he goes 3 for 17 on some nights, I know there's gonna be some nights he's gonna go 10 for 19, 11. Give you like a good 27-30.
Oh yeah,
get you a couple steals, like maybe 7 assists. He normally shows up when the moments matter most. I remember when he took the Brooklyn Nets to the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
They actually, like, gave that franchise something to be proud about for a while. Like, I'm a big fan of D'Lo, so I'm really rooting for the Lakers. But, man, I agree, Stephen. Like, no matter what they do, the Nuggets will always have an answer for them. Like, the Nuggets are a deeper team. And like you said, they've won a championship already. Their chemistry is already intact. Like, Jokic is going to be the MVP again, probably. And then you got fucking Jamal Murray.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray is one of the best closers in the game, in my opinion. Kenny, how do you see that series?
Oh, I really want the Lakers to win. Like, I'm like a really big fan of D'Angelo Russell. So I still remember the day when we traded for him. Oh my God. And then like, although he didn't have like the best careers here in Minnesota, like there's a lot, like he was very inconsistent, like up here and down here. But I'm just a big fan of D'Angelo Russell, and pretty sure like last game against the Pelicans, man, he was hitting those clutch ass threes.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin Rivers, dude, the way he facilitates through the floor, dude, it's great. And I can see the Lakers taking at least 2 games here against the Nuggets.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think the game the Nuggets will likely drop is surprisingly game one. Lakers will come out and win game one. And then I think the Nuggets will. What'd you say?
I said it's been a trend of like the first games against the 8th seed and the 1st seed. Like 8th seed's been winning first games like every year.
Yeah, and I think a lot of that has to do with the play-in because they're coming off that momentum from the play-in, all that energy that you know they secured their spot in the playoffs because you know with the play-in they're not guaranteed anymore, and I think that momentum plays a factor into it. And then you know the 1 seed being off for so long, it's like they're almost rusty in a sense. So they got to come out, get that first game under their belt, and they're like, all right, whatever, we drop that game, and then they come back and just dominate 4-1 in the next 5 games or something like that.
Legs, bro.
Yeah. And so moving on in the West, the 2 seed still has to be determined. But the three seed.
Oh, yeah.
The three. Oh, no. I mean, not the two seed. The one seed still has to be determined. Denver's the two seed. OKC's the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
But the three seed, the Timberwolves, are going to play the Phoenix Suns. Now, we're going to start with Kenny. Oh. This is Kenny's team.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
How you feel about this matchup, man?
How do I feel? Shoot. If Devin Booker gets another slump game or, like, this whole entire series, shoot, I don't see why not we pull through and win this first round. I mean, obviously, you got Karl-Anthony Towns. He's coming back in, like, I think four, three, 5 weeks. I forgot what injury he had, but he's coming back hopefully in the series, but most likely not. But I do see the Timberwolves winning game six.
y'all should have seen his hands. He had a five, and then he just four, and then he threw up the other two.
I know.
So you
know,
got,
I definitely see the Suns interviews. Yeah, Wolves, obviously, of course. Like, obviously, I love Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal, and Devin Booker, but I just gotta roll with my boys, dude. Like, I feel like they can pull through. Jared Vanderbilt, he's such a beast in three. And also, he's, like, probably one of, like, the best perimeter defenders for a three guard, too. So.
Oh, you mean McDaniels?
Jaden McDaniels. Yeah.
Jaden McDaniels. No, yeah, he is one of the best defenders in the league. So, how do the Wolves pull this out?
Oof.
Pause.
Dude, that man, Anthony Edwards, he's going to go crazy against Bradley Beal. I think if Anthony Edwards leads the Timberwolves victory in this first round, I think this would be like, what is that word? Like a turning point to the organization saying like, yeah, I'm here. This is my team. We're going to win a championship. Maybe not this year, maybe not next year, but definitely in a few years. So I definitely see Anthony Edwards like going full speed and destroying that Suns defense.
So you think Anthony Edwards?
I think he's going to be the yeah.
Okay.
And also, Mike Conley's not bad either. I mean, like he's been shooting pretty well. I believe he's shooting 43% from the three. I may be wrong, but it's around the 40 range. But
I love Mike Conley's game. I've always said if I could teach anybody how to play the point guard position, I would tell them to watch Mike Conley because the way he patrols the floor, the way he can still put up his shots and still score his points when needed, the way he plays defense and get his teammates involved. Like, Mike Conley's one of the most underrated players I've ever watched in my life because he's so good at the fundamentals. And that's why he'll always have a place in the NBA. You know, when he went to Utah, he was the same way with Donovan Mitchell. You know, he was always steady. He's never going to be that, like, 25-point-per-game scorer. He's always going to give you, like, 17, 15, and, like, 7 assists every game. Maybe throw a couple steals. He's the most one of the most steady and consistent point guards I've ever watched play.
Yeah. And he's still going.
Yeah, and he's old, and you know what I'm saying? He's still going. I remember when he got drafted. I remember when he was playing at Ohio State. I think he was playing with Greg Oden. Like, I was a fan of
him. Oh, seriously?
Yeah. I was in, like, 7th or 8th grade. I remember them playing together. So question for you, Kenny, since you're the Timberwolves fan.
Yeah.
What would you do with Kevin Durant?
Kevin Durant.
How would you defend Kevin Durant? Because you got a lot of bodies, I guess, or potential bodies you could throw at him. But at the same time, if you throw that body, that certain body at Kevin Durant, what do you do with the other guy? Because Kevin Durant is starting at the 4. Oh, yeah. So how would you defend him?
Oh, I wonder who we have at the 4.
It'd be Karl-Anthony Towns, right?
Yeah, but I don't think he'll be back for this first series, though.
All right, so say Karl-Anthony Towns is in the lineup.
Okay.
How would you defend KD?
I feel like we would put Anthony Edwards on him.
Really?
Yeah, because Anthony Edwards, I remember right when he got coming to the season, he always wanted to guard the best player. And he even said that he's going to contribute a lot to the defense, and you saw it throughout the season.
Yeah.
He's like one hell of a defender. And I feel like Anthony Edwards is gonna guard him. But then if we're gonna do like a little switchy thingy, I'm hoping Jaden McDaniels is that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I do not see a world where fucking Rudy Gobert or Karl-Anthony Towns switching to that screen. But for like the but yeah, like we just said, like who's gonna guard the other other dudes. That's where like my mind is like kind of blank at, because Devin Booker, he can score anywhere on the floor. Bradley Beal, he's obviously like one of the best offensive players that we've seen throughout this decade. Shoot, but I had no idea. That's why I'm hoping for a slump for them, for those two.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So it sounds like you want anybody but your big men on Kevin Durant.
Oh yeah.
So then, all right. Next question. Who do you put Karl Anthony Towns on? You put him on Grayson Allen?
Hell no. Fuck. I don't, holy shit. Yeah, dude. Now that I'm looking at it,
It's
I
like
don't,
he.
I shoot.
Because if you don't
Fuck
put
it.
him, because you got either.
It's just Rudy Gobert,
You got
bro.
Devin Booker and Bradley Beal. You're not putting him on any of them guys.
I know, bro.
So that's exactly why I think the Phoenix Suns are going to win this series. Because I think no matter what, you're going to have to take away Rudy Gobert or Karl Anthony Towns. And no matter what, that's going to take away from what the Timberwolves do best, and that's punish teams in the paint, both offensively and defensively. They out-rebound teams, they get out in transition. Ant is unguardable. We know that. But Stephen, how do you feel about this series?
Oh, you know what, bro? I think what's the craziest is that we didn't think the Suns were gonna make it this far.
No, hey, you remember what I said last week? I said
Yep.
I hope somehow the Suns jump up and the Pelicans jump down, and that's
And that
exactly what
happened, bro.
happened.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened, bro. They got same record and everything. It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Damn. I think Timberwolves been playing well. Honestly, I'll throw cat at the three. Throw cat at the three. Just
Yeah, let him
pray.
guard Josh Okogie. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
perfectly fine,
Gosh.
dude.
But then he don't start.
Yeah.
Oh,
It'll
really? It's
be Bradley
oh.
Beal,
Then D
Book.
Book, and then KD.
Yeah, it's Beal, Book, Grayson Allen, KD, and then Nurkic. Yeah,
Oh.
that's why I'm saying, like, what do the Timberwolves do? Do the Timberwolves force the Suns to play like a traditional style, which nobody plays now, where there's post players? Or do the Timberwolves take one of their bigs out of the starting lineup? Because I think the Timberwolves, in order for them to win the series, they need to take out one of the bigs, and I think Rudy Gobert has to sit on the bench. That's just me. Because I think you could live with Karl Anthony Towns guarding Nurkic. You could live.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Both similar places.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think first game they should, oh yeah, it's shit. Cat's not playing, huh? But
I
if he
think,
was playing, I
yeah.
think, yeah, if he was playing, I think they should just keep it for like the first maybe two games. Just see how it works. And if it doesn't work, then adjust to Rudy sitting on the bench.
But who do you think wins the series? You said Minnesota?
Oh. Yeah, low key, I think Minnesota might win this series.
All right, how many games you got?
Probably like maybe four, maybe to seven, 4-3.
4-3, 4-3
Yeah.
Wolves. Okay,
Seven
what do you have?
games.
What do you have?
I said six games.
Six
I
games? Okay.
said six games, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Suns pull through though.
Okay. But you got Wolves 4-2? Okay.
Now,
I got
what you
two, yeah.
think? What you think?
Okay, I got the Suns 4-2.
Oof.
I got the Suns 4-2. And I think what the Suns are gonna do throughout this series is periodically put KD on Ant and put a smaller guy on Cat, because they know Cat plays primarily on the perimeter. But I think not only the experience of the Phoenix Suns, but I think KD is really gonna show people like why he's Kevin Durant. Like, you know who he is. He said that before. And I think he's really gonna show people. So I got Phoenix 4-2. I think Ant-Man is gonna go crazy. I don't think anyone is stopping him on the Suns. It doesn't matter who you put on him. Grayson Allen, Devin Booker. You're not putting KD on him consistently, but you're gonna put KD on him during maybe key moments to throw some fucking size at him, because he's 6'6". He's gonna cook a 6'4" Grayson Allen, a 6'6" Devin Booker, and a 6'3" Brad Beal. He's gonna cook them. He'll probably average like 35 throughout this whole series, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
He's not going to be the reason why they lose, and he's not going to be the reason why they never win a championship. I think, I don't care what anyone says, they need to break up Rudy Gobert and Cat. They got to pick one and trade the other, because in today's game, you cannot win like that. And they're doing Ant-Man like an injustice, because they refuse to change their team for whatever case. That's just how I feel about the Wolves. But I think the Wolves are actually, they could be a consistent, like, top four team in the West, even if they keep this core together. But they'll never win unless they trade one of the two bigs. That's just how I feel.
Yeah. And if
Are
that
you having
does happen
arguments?
though, oh yeah. So if that does happen though, I would want to keep Rudy Gobert though and trade Cat.
Yeah, I think both, like, Both aren't wrong, but why would you keep Rudy?
I can tell you why I would want to trade Cat though.
Okay, why?
Shoot, I feel like you would need to send Cat to like an organization that actually wants to win and like a contending team. I mean, although we are considered a contending team due to our like top three seed in the West, I feel like you would want to have Cat to like go on a team that like wants it even more, or like a team that like suits him.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So like if they trade him to like the Pelicans, I think he'll be center to play alongside Zion because he can stretch the floor. And they get like Brandon Ingram. Would you take that?
Oh yeah, dude. We really need a wing.
Yeah. I just said that because I think that'd be a fair trade for both teams.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that trade at all, actually.
Okay. Stefan, who'd you trade if you were the GM?
One of the two, I'd probably trade. I'd probably trade Rudy.
Why would you trade Rudy?
Because you know, two franchise players better than one. Am I right? No, I was kidding.
No, I feel you. I feel you on that. Like I said, I don't think there's a wrong answer here, but I just want to know your opinion.
I think Cash just he's just more all around.
He so could honestly, do more.
I'll just stick with Cat, even though how much I hate that
move. I mean, we have Naz Reid that can pretty much do the same thing too.
I was just gonna say that, you know, Naz Reid, I think he'll fit that power forward role like better because, you know, he's not gonna demand as many shots as Cat, right?
Oh yeah.
So you have more to go around. I mean, there's pluses and minuses to both situations. Like if you trade Rudy, your defense is gonna suck. Mm-hmm. You trade Cat, like there'll be more shots to go around, but you know, are those points gonna come by consistently? You know, depending on who that guy is. So it just depending on who that guy is, right?
Yeah.
But all right, last series in the West. The East we ain't gonna talk about because the East is kind of boring, if I'm being honest. But in the West, that last series, that 4-5 matchup, get the Clippers and the Mavs. All right, Stefan, we're gonna start with you. Cause I know how you feel about Russ.
Yep.
Who you got in the series?
I still got Clippers.
Still got Clippers?
And here's my reasoning. They just picked up Kai Jones, bro, and he's crazy.
Ooh. Hey, Kai Jones. Oh yeah, that is right.
Remind the people what happened to Kai Jones.
That's what happened, bro. He was tweaking. He was tweaking out. But you know, he's good because he said he was just doing cardio or some shit.
Yeah, bro. He was just doing cardio. I agree.
That's what happened to him.
All right. So how many games is this going? How many games?
Damn, bro. I would say seven, but honestly, I think it's game six with Clippers up. Clippers winning.
Clippers in six?
Yep, Clippers in six.
Okay, who is going to be the X factor as to why the Clippers win this series?
Russell Westbrook.
Russ. What is Russ going to do?
He is going to give you damn near a triple-double every game. He will come off the bench. or he will start. If he starts, he's gonna get better than he's gonna get a triple double. If he gets on the bench, he's gonna be a consistent sixth man, seventh man. It's either Russ or Norman Powell, honestly.
Yeah. So you say one of the guys that come off the bench, Paul.
Yeah. Because Kyrie and Luka are gonna do their Kyrie Luka things, and then the Mavericks bench is also really really deep now. So damn shit, it's kind of hard.
Yeah. No, I think this is gonna be a great series. I think this is going to be the best series of the first round. I think this is just going seven. But I got the Mavs in seven.
Yep.
Like I mentioned in last week's episode, I'm a big fan of the Mavericks. I think Luka and Kyrie figured it out. I think Luka should be the MVP. I mean, what, 33, 34, 9-9? Like, goddamn. And I mean, I think the way Luka owns the Clippers, like, I think that is going to play its part in this series, and it's going to show in game six and game seven why Luka owns the Clippers. And we don't know why. Like, it's just since the bubble, Luka has been busting their ass. We don't know why.
I think it's because one of the Morris brothers called him a little white boy or some shit.
Oh, yeah. Marcus Morris was talking shit and called him a white boy or some shit, and he started going crazy. And the crazy thing is, the Clippers were up in that series.
Oh, yeah.
I think they were up 2-1 or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then the Mavs came back and destroyed them. And ever since then, Luka has owned my majority ownership of the LA Clippers. So I think the X factor in this series is actually going to be Kyrie Irving. I think Kyrie Irving is going to average 31, 32 points a game in this series. Like you mentioned, I agree. Him and Luka, they're going to do what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And Luka's going to do what he does. He's going to average his 38-8 or 39-9. That's what he's going to do. But Kyrie's going to be the reason they win this series. Mm-hmm. Kenny, what you think?
European, man. Luka Doncic. I got to go with my MVP vote. Yeah, but yeah. I think it's going to be 2-1 again with the Clippers. And then Luka's going to go fucking crazy and win in game 6. I think. Because like what you said, I think they did find out or like figured it out with Kyrie and Luka. And I do see the Mavericks winning the series.
Yeah, I think the big reason how like Luka and Kyrie figured it out, I think Kyrie just said, Luka, you can have the ball.
Yeah.
And Kyrie literally plays like a mini Kobe.
Mm.
He plays off the ball. He goes to his spots. He catches the ball and he just scores. That's why he's so efficient.
He's also pretty good on defense too.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he's competing out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best I've seen him play defense in his whole career.
He's a dog on defense for some reason. Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not trying to discount the Clippers at all, because I think the Clippers, if they played anybody else, they probably win.
Mm-hmm.
But man, like this Clippers team is actually really talented. I think James Harden is going to lay an egg, and I don't think he's going to perform up to his standards. That's just what I think. Just from what playoff
James Harden
pass has told me. Yeah, playoff James Harden in the past has told me. Ever since his OKC days, like for some reason, he'll just disappear in the playoffs. It doesn't make any sense, because in the regular season, he's one of the best players, best offensive players of all time.
Mm-hmm. What I don't want to happen is playoff P. That would suck.
Yeah, that would that not.
Yeah, that would suck.
If that happens, they definitely lose. Because yeah, I think he's going to play very well.
Because mm-hmm.
who's going to guard him?
No, for real.
For maybe, real?
Like, yeah, PJ Washington. Fuck it.
He's getting cooked.
Paul George is too smooth, bro.
Paul George is cooking everybody. Like, they could throw bodies at Kawhi. Like, we know Kawhi mm-hmm. is going to average 25 if he plays, right?
Mm-hmm.
But PG is really the guy. Like, that's the one you have to worry about. Because he can score on anybody. If you're too small, he's going to take you to the post. If you're too big, he's going to beat you off the dribble. Doesn't matter. But I think he's going to be great in the series. I think he's going to average like 27, 28.
Yeah. I think, what was it? It was last year, right? Last time he was in the playoffs, he played pretty good.
Yeah,
Yeah. So I think he's going to carry that forward, especially with this series against the Mavs. He really needs to. Mavs are really good.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I got a good feeling he's going to come out and like for real. All right. Now. We're going to skip the East, like I mentioned. Fuck the East. That shit's boring as fuck. Don't nobody care about the weak-ass East.
Whack as shit.
Sorry, Bucks fans. Sorry, Bucks fans, but let's just be real. Like, it's Boston, and it's Boston alone.
Boston. Wait, doesn't Malachi Flynn also plays for the Clippers? Or what team does he play for?
Malachi Flynn?
Yeah.
He plays for the Pistons.
Oh yeah. Okay.
That boy dropped 50. For the Clippers for a
second. I was going to say, yeah, he's going to go crazy in that series.
Shout out Malachi Flynn, man. You dropped 50 that one game. Shout out Malachi Flynn.
For no reason, bro. He just did that shit for fun.
Some shit is going crazy.
Oh, man. But now to the meat and potatoes. The NFL draft is coming up very, 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 very soon. And my boy CJ, his Bears got the first pick. And in honor of my boy CJ getting his gallbladder removed, we're each going to go one by one and say what we would do if we were the Bears with the first pick. And we're going to start with Kenny. Kenny, what would you do if you were the Bears with the first overall pick?
Oh, yeah. I think it's a no-brainer here. We're going with Caleb Williams. I mean, you already set him up pretty good with the wide receiver weapons. I don't think they're going to take Marvin Harris or Malik Nabers or Romeo Odunze. Mm-hmm. I mean, with the receiver group that they have right now with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet. And also, didn't they bring in a running back? I forgot his name. Was it Swift?
Yeah.
So I think with that wide receiver group, I don't think you can complain. So also, you guys traded Justin Fields to the Steelers, and yeah, Caleb Williams just sitting right there, just being his name to be called first overall pick.
Hey Kenny, so wait, hold up. What did the Bears get for Justin Fields? Just remind CJ one time.
Was it a 6th rounder? I know it was a late rounder. I think
that's absolutely right, actually.
Yeah, it was a
6th rounder.
I think it was a burrito from Chipotle.
Yeah. Hey, at best, it could
know,
be a fourth.
Be wrong,
at best, it could be a fourth round. So at best, it could be Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
At best, it could be Chick-fil-A.
Oh yeah.
Jesus.
Dude, watch that dude be like a beast. Like, watch that dude become like crazy.
Yeah, I know, right? That's. I think that's actually gonna happen. I think he's gonna go out and be a beast with the Steelers. I think he played with George Pickens at Georgia. I think he did.
Oh really?
Yeah, I don't know. I could be wrong, but I think he did.
Ooh.
Yeah, so they got some chemistry, but so you think Caleb Williams is the guy?
Yeah, I think he is that guy. But I mean, if you watch his tape, it was really his big plays that made him who he was. I mean, if you look at the games throughout the whole entire season, you can see the USC, right? USC.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can. That defense was trash. I mean. Yeah. Literally all games were like high scoring games, and they had to rely on Caleb Williams to like go out there and make big time plays. And that's where some of his cons were at too. Like his high low reads wasn't that great. Usually it ended up in like in a pick six or interception.
Fact.
But yeah. And I really think he is that guy. I mean, throughout the whole entire season, he's just been playing hero ball.
Mm-hmm.
Like they relied on him to become Superman.
Yeah. So, number one pick, you taking Caleb.
Yeah, Caleb Williams.
Okay. Stefan, what you doing with the first pick?
I don't even know, but I'm going to just say Caleb Williams because Kenny's take was real good, bro.
So, for y'all who don't know, Stefan is more of an NBA guy. He don't really care too much for the NFL. Only if it helps his fantasy team.
Exactly. Yep. I've been coming second place every single time, bro. I'm called Uber.
Wait, what'd you say, Kenny?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Stefan, bro. You're going to take Caleb Williams the first round of fantasy football, too. I already know.
Yep.
And also, speaking about basketball, shout out to Stefan for taking home first place championship game.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, in his league.
First place in my Sunday league.
Hey. That's the first place in basketball in this family. Hey.
Yeah. Hey. I was the first one to take first.
Yeah, I've never taken first before.
Gotta run with us, bro. Come to Michigan.
I've never taken first before, but I scored a lot of points.
And that's what matters, bro. That's what matters. MVP candidate, that's what he was.
Them was the days. I'm retired now.
Sad.
But, you know, with the first pick, I said this before, I'll say it again. I'm trading that bitch.
Ooh. Why is that, Ryan?
I'm trading that bitch because I know someone's going to give up their ass and their mom's nudes for this first overall pick. So I'm taking everything I can get, using all the leverage I can. Oh, you want the next Pat Mahomes, huh? I don't think he the next Pat Mahomes. But you want the next Pat Mahomes, huh? Yeah. Come give me everything and your mama for this first overall pick. And that's what's going to happen. So, like, for example, say... Who's a team that can move up? Say the Patriots, right? No. Patriots, all right? Patriots want that boy, Caleb Williams, so they give up the third pick, some future picks, whatever the fuck, right? You move down to three. At three, I still don't take a quarterback. Oh, wait, fuck. I forgot. You have to at this point because you traded Justin Fields. Oh, my bad, CJ. I almost forgot. You traded Justin Fields for a sixth overall pick. My bad.
I forgot.
So what I'm trying to say is I think the Bears are fucked. I think they fucked up when they traded. They traded Justin Fields. I just think they're fucked. So I think they don't have a choice now. They have no choice but to take Caleb Williams at one. Because if they don't, then what the fuck was all this shit for?
Right.
But I don't think Caleb Williams is going to be the best quarterback in this draft. But that's a conversation for another day.
Shout out Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels, yes sir.
Who I think is the best quarterback in this draft. Shout out Jaden Daniels. Shout out
JJ McCarthy.
Shout out Michigan.
Anyway, so with the draft coming up, Kenny, what pick do the Packers have?
We have the 25th pick.
All right, so with the 25th pick, all right, first I want to know what you think the biggest needs are in Green Bay and also who you would take with the 25th pick.
Yeah, so the position that we really needed to address this offseason, including draft, was safety, cornerback, and offensive lineman. And we are fortunate enough that we got Xavier McKinsey you know, big time playboy. And also, I really love that dude's game too. I mean, the way he, I'm sorry for glazing, but he's a big time player. I mean, like the way he, what's that word? Well, like to sum it up, he's a big play guy.
He's a big play guy. He's a ball hawk.
Yeah.
He could play deep, single high. He could play in the box.
Oh, yeah.
Pause. Ooh, oh, no, that's not a pause.
No, no, box. That's straight. That's straight.
That's straight, yeah. That's straight. But yeah, go on.
Our biggest need really is safety, cornerback, and offensive lineman. But who I think we should pick in the draft with our 25th pick, I really like Cooper DeJean.
And why do you think Cooper DeJean fits?
I mean, he fits with all of our needs. He can play safety, nickel, outside cornerback. He can play linebacker if he really wanted to, and that's like one of our needs too.
Mm.
But a lot of teams see him as like a safety, which is perfectly what we need, because right now we have Xavier McKenzie, we have Anthony Johnson Jr., and we have that's pretty much it, because we lost Donald Savage and Jonathan Owens.
Owens was at the Bears.
Yeah, he went to the Bears to sign a 2-year deal. Shout out Simon Bowen. Wait, what's your name? Simone Biles, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I really like Cooper DeJean, though. He's a versatile player. He's fast. Shit. He's the first white cornerback we've seen in, like, years, bro. Like, it's insane. Like, I thought that shit was extinct, bro. Like, all the white cornerbacks transition from cornerback to wide receiver. I think that's why we don't see him no more.
Or safety.
Yeah, but yeah, I would really like Packers to pick Cooper DeJean though.
Because like who plays slot cornerback for you guys right now?
Keyshawn Nixon. Yeah,
is that the same one that returns punts?
Yeah. That's the same guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I think if you guys take Cooper DeJean, he easily comes in and starts at nickel.
Yeah, like I think his ceiling could be like Minkah Fitzpatrick.
You think Minkah?
Yeah.
I think he could be in that like Tyrann Mathieu mold.
Oh, dude.
I think he could.
Dude, if he goes there, hell yeah.
I think he could really play in the slot for like on defense. I think that's where he's going to thrive. I think he'll be a good safety. I think outside corner, he'll be okay too. But I think he's really going to thrive playing in the slot because he can cover. He can get in run fits. He can even rush the passer.
He's fast.
I think like you said, I agree. I think he's a very versatile piece. I think he would fit a lot of Packers' needs. And honestly, if I was Packers, I'd draft him too. Because he's going to fall in the draft. He should go – if he was, quote-unquote, healthy, he would probably go top 12.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Ooh.
Like I think he – arguably, he's the best defensive back in this draft, arguably, pre-injury. And then he – like you said, he's athletic. He tests well. The only thing with him is he's not healthy, and I think that's why he's fallen.
And he's white.
And he plays quarterback.
Quarterback, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's some real shit, yeah.
Yeah, but if the Packers do see him as, like, that versatile guy and, like, that guy at safety or that guy at cornerback, I mean, I don't see a scenario where the Packers trade up in the draft. I mean, if we do trade up in the draft, I would like Kool-Aid, that guy, or who's that other cornerback? Or Teron Arnold.
Yeah,
Teron Arnold, dude. I play cornerback. And when I see Teron Arnold play cornerback, dude, he's very physical, man-to-man corner guy.
Mm-hmm.
Wins every time. He's like literally a beast. Yeah. But yeah, if the Packers do trade up in the draft, I would want to see them draft a cornerback, specifically Teron Arnold or Quinn Mitchell.
Or Quinn Mitchell. Oh, from where'd he go? TCU?
No. He went to Toledo.
Toledo, yeah. I knew it was some T. T. Okay.
Yeah. But honestly,
I was gonna say, the two Alabama corners could be there.
I
think cause Kool-Aid's hurt too. So I know Kool-Aid might be there. And Teron Arnold, he's the one that might go early. He's the one you might have to pick. That dude's a stud. Yeah. They're both really good. Like they both can play man-to-man press coverage from day one. And they'll hold up. Like, of course, they're going to get beat. They're rookies, but they're going to hold up. Mm-hmm. And it's funny you say that because with the Lions pick at fucking 29, I want us to take Kool-Aid.
Oh yeah. So that's why I want to take a cornerback, because like I do not want to see the cornerbacks that are on the board at 25. If you don't take them, I'm afraid that they're gonna go to you guys,
Yeah,
and I don't
because we
want to
need.
fucking see them locking our receivers up.
Yeah,
It would literally hurt, dude.
no, because like last year with Brian Branch, right? It's almost the same shit.
Oh
Because
yeah,
the
dude.
Packers needed that same the same position they need now.
I know, dude. I really wanted Brian Branch from last year. I
Yeah.
still can't believe he fell that far in the draft, too.
Yeah, same. Like, we fucking got him in the second round. We picked Jack Campbell over him. That shit's crazy.
It was a win-win, though.
It was a win-win. Like, all the rookies I thought we drafted last year performed like to a very high level.
Oh, dude, yeah,
And
1,000%.
I think Kool-Aid would be the perfect fit here. I don't see us trading up at 20 for at 29. I don't think there's anybody we really need to trade up for because our main positions we're pretty set on. Like we have that
Oh
edge
yeah.
rush. For now, we have the quarterback for now. We got our number one receiver. We traded for Carlton Davis, but we don't need a number one corner because Carlton Davis can play number one corner for us to start the season. We don't have Cam Sutton no more, so we do need somebody on the other side. So I think we just stay put, draft a corner, best available. Hopefully it's Kool-Aid. What I like from him, he plays right outside cornerback. That's
Oh yeah.
where Cam Sutton was playing most of the time, where Cam Sutton was getting his ass burnt most of the time. And I'm glad, and I would be glad to take a Kool-Aid right there, even though he's hurt right now, because I know eventually he's going to be an upgrade for us at the opposite corner spot of Carlton Davis, who is a very underrated corner himself.
Yeah, I think Kool-Aid has the highest ceiling out of all these cornerbacks too.
I think so too. He has the highest ceiling and he has the highest risk, but that's why I like him. Because he just has to go to the right team. And I think the right team
Oh
for him, I mean, one of the right teams could be the Lions. Because, like I said, like we're good everywhere else. And he doesn't have to play number one corner from day one because we got Carlton Davis. So he
yeah.
can, you know, get his groove on and then maybe he turns into another Marlon Humphrey or something like that. Because that's who he kind of reminds me of. Yeah.
But yeah, but I do see a scenario where the Packers trade down too.
They normally do trade down.
Yeah, and like just get more draft picks and shoot for our cornerbacks, because I already know the Eagles need a cornerback, Cowboys, Buffalo, Steelers. So
A lot of
I'm
teams need
afraid.
corners.
Yeah. So I mean, shit. If Cooper DeJean gets picked by the Eagles or something, I can see us trading down, and then we. I don't think we drafted a cornerback. If you do trade down, I feel like we're gonna trade, or not trade, fucking pick a linebacker. Because like we really do need a linebacker after Devontae Campbell's release.
Yeah. Well, who do you guys have? Quay Walker and
We have Quay Walker and Isaiah McDuffie at inside.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. So probably yeah, linebacker would help because you guys are moving a 4-3-2. Yeah, it would help. Yeah. And for some reason, like Quay Walker's athletic, but he'd be getting beat in coverage.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
It's it's a little weird. It's a little weird though.
I think he's a good player though. He's really athletic, fast as hell.
Yeah, big play Quay. Like
Yeah.
he's literally the first man down, like not downfield, but like in the backfield too
Yeah.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Big play Quay.
Now
But
who?
really,
Yeah.
but really, if we do like if we just keep 25, and if you do draft a cornerback, I mean, like I wouldn't mind, but. Really, I just want like a safety, but this class safety position is like terrible. It's not really terrible, but the best safety I see him going as like day two, day three guy.
Yeah, not worth the first round pick.
But I mean, yeah. So really, we're just drafting cornerback just for Eric Stokes' fucking insurance, because I really like our young DB core too.
Yeah, you like Ballantyne?
Like we have Jair, obviously. I forgot his first name, but Valentine, he's a beast. Shit. You saw that he fucking, I wouldn't say locked up, but he covered well against Puka Nacua
Yeah, he did.
last year.
Yeah.
And also, like, the other dude, Valentine, like, he really showed out. He made some big-ass plays, too, with those interceptions. And he covered pretty well, too, which I'm
Yeah.
pretty happy about.
Yeah. I think one of them picked off Jared Goff.
Was Valentine. Corey
Yeah.
Valentine, number 35. Shout out to that
Yep.
dude.
I remember that shit. Yep. I remember that shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So stay tuned for the draft. We're going to have way more draft coverage coming on. Hopefully, we're going to have C's coming back next week. with his little scar. And I'm sure he'll tell us all about his little journey to getting cut up and taken apart and stitched back up. So y'all be tuned for next week as we do follow the draft for more NFL draft coverage. So, We still got a little bit of time here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I wanted to pose this question to the two of you before we get off the show. We can dive into it a little. But so with you two, like, being younger than me, right? And you two normally asking me for advice, right? I wanted to kind of flip the tables, right? And just kind of see where you guys are at. But, like, how do you know when you found someone that is worth keeping, if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you can answer this first step. Because I know, and you know. So answer this first step.
So basically trying to find the one. Honestly.
No. Like, how do you know when you have? So how do you know? Like, you talking to this girl. How do you know when you know, like, okay, she's worth keeping around? She's, you know, like, she's different. How do you know?
Well, right now I am in the little talking phase and shit. And the reason why it got to that point was because she wasn't really talking a lot about sex. And, like, she didn't just want me to, like, she didn't just want to see my wee-wee and shit. Like, she was actually genuinely asking me about how my day was. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Because, look, like, you – all right, so a lot of our listeners are a little older. So you got to – I be trying to tell these people, but you got to explain to people, how do the girls be acting nowadays?
Oh, do they? They are for the streets, bro. Like, some of them could damn near buy a Tesla with how many – think things they suck and shit like that. It's nasty, bro.
Daddy's money.
Hey, but which daddy?
Both.
See, no, yeah.
Not both, but the 15-player roster.
But yeah, that's facts. Like, these girls be for the streets. Like, mm-hmm. like not maybe not the ones around you guys' age, to my listeners, but, like, towards, like, in between me and my brother's ages.
Mm-hmm.
Like, anywhere from 19 to, honestly, even, like, 27, 28, honestly. Like, they be out here for the streets.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful, gentlemen. Be careful. Yes, so you said she didn't bring up that sensual stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the more intimate stuff. She was really more about, like, the mental and how I'm doing spiritually and stuff. I thought that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how long have you guys been talking?
For about 3 months.
3 months?
3-4 months. Around the 4 months. We would join a lot of, like, group calls and stuff, and, like, she would just be there chilling.
Wait, group calls, like, on what?
Like on, like, Discord or stuff like that.
Oh, playing video games and shit?
Kind of. Yeah, it's kind of just, like, talking and shit.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Not no e-dating shit, if you guys know what
okay,
that is.
Okay, but just like a chat. Just like a chat.
Yeah, it was just like a chat with just some friends.
Okay.
And then, we would, like, see each other in the call and stuff, and then, like, talk maybe once or twice. But what really connected us was, like, during around the same time period, we were both going through, like, a breakup, and we really connected off of, like, our personal issues and stuff like that.
The way you guys relate.
We related so well during that time. So, yeah, that's what really brought us closer and stuff like that.
Okay.
Things of that nature.
Okay. So, like, y'all claiming each other? Or, like,
claiming.
Is it just...
I guess you could say that. I guess we claim each other and stuff.
Okay. But, like, nothing, like, really official.
Nothing too official. Nothing.
Okay.
Too official.
Okay.
We made it known, but it's like not for sure yet. You know?
Wait. Does mom know about it?
Yes, mom actually does know about it.
For real?
Yeah.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Damn.
It was because they were stalking my stuff, and then they saw her.
What? They were stalking your stuff?
Yeah, they were stalking my social, and they saw her. And then I went to Minnesota.
Who was stalking? Who was stalking?
Mom, obviously.
Just her?
Mom was stalking my shit. And then she saw this girl. She was like, who the fuck is this girl and shit? I was like, yeah. My fault.
He said, who the fuck is
this? Yeah, it was just some random ass girl on my shit. She was like, what? You in a relationship with who? It's pretty scary, man.
Oh, man, that's funny. Has mom met her?
Not yet, but she took me to go to her house when we went to Minnesota.
Oh, yeah? Wait, where does she live?
She lives in Minnesota. It's real weird.
She lives in Minnesota?
Yeah, that's why it's kind of like, you know, like Not like official, oh, but it's
yeah. Okay. I see. Mm-hmm. Damn. So wait. Who'd you meet her through?
One of my friends. Her name is Beyonce.
Oh shit, we gonna blur that out.
I mean, okay, hello. Hey, cut that shit out. Okay.
No. We're gonna use Pokemon, all right? We gonna use Pokemon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Say Blastoise, because she kinda looked like that.
No, for real, she does. Blastoise.
Kenny, you seen her too?
Yeah.
So Blastoise, hey. you met her through Blastoise. All right, so mm-hmm. who's your girl? She'll be
fucking Bat. What? No, who's the Bat? Zubat. Yeah, Zubat. Zubat. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Zubat. Zubat.
Yeah, Zubat.
The Blastoise introduced you to Zubat.
Mm-hmm.
And who are you?
Zubat.
I'm fucking Charizard, my boy. if not Charizard, I'm a champ. Give me one of those, which I'm good.
Oh.
Okay, hold on. So, Charizard. Oh, shit. Hold on. I'm Charizard. I'm
Charizard.
No, for real. So, I met Blastoise through, like, some call, and then I saw her in real life because I also went down there for, like some random-ass trip. And then me and Blastoise were talking, and she was like, I got this friend named Zubat. I think you guys would really like each other and stuff like that. And I was like, all right, that's pretty fair. Just invite her to, like, if we ever do, like, another group call and stuff. And then the next group call we had when I went back home, Blast was invited Zubat to the call. And me and Zubat, we talked maybe for, like, a little bit just to, like greet each other and stuff. Like, hey, what's your name? How old you are? And, like, what school and stuff like that. And then literally, then 2 weeks later, I got out of my relationship and Zubat also got out of her relationship. And I was like, wow, like, damn, bro, what's the timing of this shit, right? So me and Zubat, we were kind of explaining it to our friends about, like, our breakups and stuff and, like, how we were feeling. Because, you know, that's like a jump into, like, who you become and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So me and Zubat really connected off of, like, how hurt we were. But like how we can get through and stuff like that. And that's when me and Zubat started talking.
You know what they say, a shoulder's a cry, I'm gonna be a dick to ride on. No, I'm playing. I'm just kidding.
Oh god.
I'm just kidding.
I mean not on God. I mean like on Ryan or on me.
I'm just playing. But damn, yeah, man. I'm happy for you, man. Hopefully we all meet up one day. Hopefully you all meet one day. Shout out to Zubat, man. Shout out to Zubat. Hey, clap in the chat for Zubat. Clap in the chat.
Cool, man. Hopefully the whole family meets her.
Yeah. Kenny, you met Zubat?
Oh yeah. We met Stefan. We met her like New Year's because we went up to Minnesota for just to celebrate New Year's all together in that.
Oh yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I went to. Who's all with y'all?
It was me, Stefan, and my mom.
Hey,
Okay. Oh,
it was you, Charizard, and fucking I don't fucking know at this point.
It was me, Charizard, and please blur that out just for
you, Charizard. Hey, who's mom? Fuck, that's a good one. She gave who's birth mom? To. Yeah, wait, no, Kenny, wait. First, who are you?
Oh. Who's a skinny
Greninja?
Dude?
Greninja?
Yeah, Greninja. No, I'm Froakie.
Froakie.
He's a fucking skinny ass dude, bro.
He's Froakie. Right. Kenny is Froakie. All right, so who is mom? So there's one Charizard and one Froakie.
I think mom. Who's the fire dog? Like the three dogs, the three wolves. Who's the fire one?
Oh, Entei.
Yeah, I was like,
oh, yeah.
She gave birth to two firebenders and two Charizards. Yeah, Loki, Entei.
Oh, yeah, because me and Cynthia is like Sokka and Azula. Yeah. I said, Sokka, what the fuck? I'm
yeah, Zuko.
Zuko?
Bro, you crazy, bro. I can never see that, bro, dude. You're fucking backbender, bro. That's the only bending you know, bro.
whoa.
Pause, bro. Pause. Pause,
no Diddy.
Pause, pause. No Diddy.
Is there no Diddy?
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
So, Kenny, are you backbending anybody?
Yesterday. No, I'm just kidding. No. No, I'm single. I'm not talking to nobody. You know, right now, at this stage in my life, dude, I got a lot of things to worry about than girls.
Like, that's great.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hell yeah.
No, yeah, shit. I got school. I got sports. I just started this sports videography photography thing. So I'm hoping that shit goes somewhere.
Yeah.
And obviously, like I said earlier, my little information thing. I dance too, so I got a dance performance coming up in June. So I got to worry about that.
Yeah.
Obviously, just sport too, because I play flag football. So I got a lot of things for me.
Yeah,
I don't need any distractions though.
Yeah, exactly. I was just about to say that. But yeah, females are nothing but distractions. But it's like if they come your way, they just come your way, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't mind being in a relationship.
Yeah.
Like actually.
Yeah. Yeah. No, man. Like it's shit. Honestly, like
shit.
I wish, like, no. Well, I don't wish, but I think I would have. No, I can't even say that because you go through everything for a reason, right? But.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I spent a lot of my younger years with females, right? Like, in relationships.
Yep, I remember. I don't remember. I don't remember. My fault.
Chill.
Ryan was single his whole life.
And so, I've always wondered, like, how differently life would have been if I wasn't always in a relationship, right?
Because,
you know, having the time to just focus on me.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that happens during, you know, different parts in each of our lives because, like, it happened to me later in my life, right? When I was in my later 20s because I'd never been in relationships since I was, like, 18, right? Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, shit's been crazy. But, yeah, so it's actually, like, the longest I haven't been, like, in a relationship. So it's
weird, huh?
It's been, I wouldn't say weird, but it's just been a very good learning experience. Like, you really don't know until you, like, really go through it. And, like I said, I've never been, like, single for, like, this long with this much, like, awareness of myself now in a much, like, in the same level of, like, consciousness I have about the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, yeah, it's been fun.
You know what? Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because, so I was in a relationship with this, who's the bad guys in Pokemon?
Team Rocket?
Yeah, Team Rocket. Who's a girl? That's who I was with.
Jesse?
Yeah, I was with Jesse, bro.
Jesse was
dating Charizard. Oh, shit. Yeah,
Jesse was dating Charizard on some freak stuff, on some freak shit. But
holy shit.
After me and Jesse stopped, like, talking, I was literally, like, I was, like, 1 month out of a relationship. And then I was still, like, you know, like, throwing my shit around and stuff. But I got into another relationship like a month later, and I couldn't really have the time to, like, you know, like process being single and understand my mistakes and, like, have a learning experience. I was always stuck in a relationship, and it really messed me up because I ended up turning into a bad person, taking advantage of love and stuff.
Hold on. It took me a while to process what you just said. Hold on. Because you just blew my mind for a second. Hold on. Wait, did you just say you were still throwing your shit around?
not my ass. The other part. Not my ass. Not my ass. I was not throwing my ass back, bro. I was throwing my front side part around to some awesome females.
Okay, oh, bro. My God. Let me get a long pause in the chat, please.
Yeah, long pause.
That's crazy.
Oh, man.
I was a horny fellow 1 month.
No, wait, hold on. So after Jesse from Team Rocket, there was Officer Jenny.
Yeah, Officer Jenny, Nurse Joy. Like, there was... I meant Nurse Joy. Nurse Joy? Yeah.
There was Nurse Joy. And then after Nurse Joy, there was...
Zubat. Not Zubat.
This shit sounds crazy as a bitch.
It's a crazy ass story, dog. This shit's a fever dream.
God damn. So what the fuck made you jump into that thing with Nurse Joy so fast?
I feel like this wasn't an opportunity I could miss, you know. I feel like she was like levels ahead of me on like the look scale and then like the relationship scale. Mm. I knew her for a long time, so I thought she was gonna be a step that I couldn't miss. Mm. So I kind of jumped the gun and I made a lot of mistakes. Mm. That's what learning is for, right?
Mm. So were you what were some mistakes you made?
I was kind of like neglecting her time because I felt like even if I like, let's say like we're calling, right? Because we didn't really live so close. So we'll be calling, but I wouldn't be talking to her. I'll be on the game playing Warzone or 2K. Kind of like neglecting her, kind of like it was real bad.
So then like, were you using her as a rebound?
You know, I wouldn't say that. I mean, I wouldn't say a rebound. I guess you could call her like also as a bonus stuff, like
just cause like for games. just cause like I'm asking cause like that's pretty fast, man. Like 1 month.
Yeah. It was real quick. I don't know why I even did it, honestly. I should have waited for my own spirit to like heal up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I kind of just jumped it because I didn't want to miss this opportunity while I had it, you know?
No, I'm laughing because I get it. Like, mm-hmm. Shit.
Kevin Durant.
I get it, right? Because it's like, damn, I got an opportunity to hit this. Shit, I gotta hit this.
Exactly.
Like, I get it.
By any means.
By any means possible. Like,
by any means possible.
I get it. But then at the same time, it's like, you gotta have the same level of self-awareness. Like, all right, but what's really good for me, right? But I laugh because I've been there before. Mm-hmm. That's why I laugh. I mean, obviously, you know now, but, you know, giving yourself that time to just feel what you feel. Because when you jump the gun that fast, you really don't have time to process what you actually just went. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And how you actually still feel. Like, and you don't realize it, but subconsciously, you're just using this other person to distract you from what you actually feel. And, like, like I said, I've been there before. And, you know, breakups happen. I've been through a couple myself. And it's like, the way... When I've handled myself during a breakup, I've always taken my time. You know, I've never rushed into something. And I've rushed into stuff before after breakups. And I've taken my time. Obviously, most recently, I've been taking my time because I'm older now, so I've learned, right? So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It, you know, experience is the best teacher. You know, I could sit up here and give you so many, like, different scenarios of myself. But one way you really gonna learn is if you go through it yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like I said earlier, you really don't know something until you actually go through it. So yeah, I mean, like, man, be careful, though. Like, man, it's not that these women can get you in trouble, but you can get yourself in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so be careful out here.
I always thought I was never going to get cheated on because I heard so many stories. And then it happened to me, like right when I thought about that. And that's where it comes from with the experience is, like, the best teacher and stuff. Because now like, I know more instead of, like, thinking I know or I knew more.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah. No, I get it. God damn. That's going to be a story for another day.
Yeah, no, for sure.
God damn, because you got cheated on? What the fuck? That's what you just said?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got cheated on just once, though. Oh, that shit. I know of.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn. Man, CJ would love to hear this story, because, man, CJ, he be talking about this shit all the time. Oof. Or not all the time, but every now and then. Like, obviously, he's happily married now, but he'll bring the story up every now and then on some, like, to make, yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway... Man, on that note, we're going to leave y'all with that cliffhanger. Stay tuned for the next episode of The Bank Bros. You can find us on YouTube at The Bank Bros Show. That's on Instagram at The Bank Bros Show. Facebook at The Bank Bros Show. Stay tuned for next week. I don't know if we're going to have CJ on next week. I really don't know. But let's hope, right? Let's hope he gets his little hole fixed in his belly and get all stitched up and hopefully he can shit right.
Yeah, hopefully. Feel better, bro.
Hopefully he can shit right.
Bro.
Yeah, because, you know, he loves his whiskey, so hopefully he could drink by then, too. Because he owes me one shot. But until then, the Bank Bros are in your city. Shout out to CJ, because he normally says this. And you can bank on it.
1, 2, 3. Backwards.